defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Microphone. Here you can see GunBroker behind me if you're watching us on the live stream. Thanks for tuning in. If you're watching us on your television sets, we appreciate you taking time to jump into the Armed American Radio Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios with us. I am Mark Walters. We're going to be filling your prescription for freedom today. And I'm going to go right to the phones. Fastest hour in radio. Andy, the voice of reason, Hoosier in KQAM in Wichita. Andy, how you doing, brother?
I'm living the dream, my friend. It's good to talk to you again.
All right, you ready to have some fun today?
Oh, man, it's a Friday. I'm always ready to have fun.
Jump ball. We're going to move all over the place. Nothing really, you know, etched in stone. We'll let the conversation go where it wants to go. But we're going to start with two places today. Number one, you're familiar with the Walters v. Kemp federal lawsuit in the state of Georgia. My wife is, of course, being the plaintiff, along with the Second Amendment Foundation and the Firearms Policy Coalition. No?
That I am, yeah. Big case. And changing the dynamic in the state of Georgia. So good for you.
Well, it already did. Without a court victory, Judge Wood opened up. He's one of five county probate judges that is now accepting and he's going back to work because the probate courts are all open in every county in the state of Georgia. For some reason, we'll give you you going to want to get a marriage certificate, marriage license? Sure. Yeah, you want to do some probate will stuff? Sure. You want to get your Georgia weapons license? I don't think so. Well, that's been changed because of, no doubt, because of the lawsuit. There's no question about it. Decided, look, you know, even though the judge didn't issue the injunction of Mrs. Walters, the judge found that she did, in fact, have standing here, and it is my decision. So, Andy, the bottom line is my wife's appointment was earlier today. We are live today. It is 4:08 live on the East Coast. It is 1:08 on the West Coast, as you know, Andy, and it is 3:08 where you are at 2:40 Eastern time. My wife had her permit application process. She was in and out in 5 minutes. I got some good photos of it. Maybe we'll post it up somewhere. And we now move on to the appeal because we want to make sure this never happens again. That's fair, right, Andy? We don't want to just say, oh, well, she's got a permit now. Let's just go away, right?
Well, that's what they're hoping for.
Of course, that's why he did what he did, but that's not what that's not good for us, right?
No, exactly. No, continue to pursue it to make sure that this is a case that is lockstead in the records to where people can reference this. Because, yeah, if they make you just go away, then they have the potential to try this later on and hoping no one will actually try it again.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be a smart move to try it again. There's been five lawsuits flying around. So, listeners, viewers, while this is not considered a court victory yet, it will be. It is a victory per se. It is a victory of sorts because she was able to accomplish what we needed to accomplish, what she needed to accomplish, by essentially forcing the hand of the court to say, okay, we've got some decisions to make here because they're obviously going to pursue this. And I'm going to guess, Andy, and I may be wrong, but by the mere fact that the court opened for the process tells me that I'm probably not wrong. And that is the judge probably felt by the time this worked its way through the system, he didn't stand a chance.
Yeah, no, he was scared to death. He knew it. I mean, if they're opening up for other licenses, but not for that, then that's a political purpose specifically for them to say we don't like the guns and therefore we're not going to issue those licenses at this time. But everything else seems to be an essential business. I mean, apparently you can get a marriage license or a marriage certificate if you are getting married, but you can't defend yourself if you're getting married at the same time. I wonder if anybody tried that, if they tried to get their concealed carry and a marriage license at the same time and be like, well, we can give you one, but we can't give you the other one.
You know, you raise a great point. I know you're being a little tongue-in-cheek here, you know, TIC. But the fact
I've never even heard that before.
Neither have I. That's why I'm laughing. You know, TIC, and I love it. We get to make up our own stuff here. Don't you love that? I mean, I love the word we made up a couple weeks ago, ridiculousnessicality of it all, you know?
But I love it. Yeah. You know what? Make up your own dictionary here.
Exactly. You know, Armed American Radio listeners will get it, right? TIC, I know you were being a little tongue-in-cheek there, and which is kind of weird when you think about it. So in a weird phrase, tongue-in-cheek, I'm doing it for the camera. It's kind of weird. But I don't know how that relates to being a little star. Whatever. We can have fun with that stuff later. It's Friday. What can I tell you? But, you know, you also mentioned a very good point, because it would have been really interesting to see the response from the judge or the court or the clerk at that time. Hi, yes, I'm here to get a marriage license. And while I'm here, I'd also like to get my Georgia weapons license. Well, I can only give you one. Why? Well, we're not signing Georgia weapons licenses right now. Why? Wouldn't that have been fascinating to be a fly on the wall and try to hear the answer and watch the answer to that?
Yeah, that would have been fascinating. I would have loved to have heard someone say that. And I'm sure it happens at some point. And for them to sit there and actually try to break that down, that one's an essential business, the other one is not essential, so therefore you're not allowed to get that one. I mean, it's the same person, the same paperwork, the same office. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No, that's interesting. That's interesting. But here's the deal. She's done. Now, the next question is, and I know I can hear somebody asking it now, how many people were there? Was there a line? David Duffy says shotgun wedding. All right, David. I got that out of the corner of my eye. Yeah? I can say, yeah, I mean, if you're going to go in for a marriage license, you might as well get your weapons license and get your will worked out at the same time, too, right? All right. Now, hey, what about prenups? Do they run through probate? Do you know, Andy?
No, I'm not sure on that one. That's a good question.
Yeah, well, you know, be nice to have enough money to worry about a prenup, wouldn't it? All right, here's the deal. It is Friday. What can I tell you? There were a lot of other people walking in, you know, and they had, what was interesting was they moved the processing area from where it normally is. And I'm going to just paint theater of the mind for you. When you walk in the courthouse, they were requiring masks. I had a mask with me. But I snagged it on my glasses, the stem of my glasses, and the little string broke. So fortunately, they had other masks, and they gave me one. My wife had one, was required to go into the courthouse. As you go up the escalator to the third floor to probate, you wind down through the hallway. You just get off the elevator, and you make a right. You go all the way down to the end. Follow the hallway all the way to the end. That's normally, that's where the clerk's office is for probate. You usually sit in the waiting room there, and then they'll walk you right over. There's a door right there when it's your term. You pay them your money, your fee, your fine to exercise your right, your tax, your poll tax to exercise your right to bear arms. And a couple seconds later, one of the nice clerks will call you. You walk in the door, and right there is the machine for your fingerprint. And about 5 or 6 feet away from that is the desk where that individual works that processes those applications throughout the day. You sign the paperwork. The whole process takes 60 seconds, quite frankly. It's all dependent on how fast the woman wants to do what she does. And that's about it. They moved it to another room now and kept everybody out of the clerk's office. So it was down the hallway before you went to the hallway and hit a dead end and hung a left and go all the way down where the probate office was. So now it was probably a good 40 steps and in a separate, it almost looked like a storage room of some sort, Andy, is where they had it. But they had obviously had the, you know, the fingerprint deal was set up. They photograph you. And there were two or three, I noticed, armed officers in there as well, which is highly unusual. I've never seen that before in the probates. I don't know if they were just standing around because one of them or two of them have a crush on the clerk, or if they were actually there taking a break and having coffee, or if they actually work in that particular room and the probate thing happened to be there that day. I don't know. But nonetheless, they had tape along the carpet outside. And when we got there was an individual in front of us. He had an appointment that was 20 minutes ahead, you know, later than ours. We arrived early. And then my wife was there. We were right smack on time. And then a couple other people came in behind. It was interesting. Two men, two women. So it was equally represented. Nothing shocking there, Andy, at all. But good to see steady traffic coming off the elevator, going to the probate to get the weapons licenses now that they've been renewing the process. Your thoughts?
No, I mean, you said it. It's good to hear the traffic is actually flowing through there because that means it's on people's minds. And as soon as it opened back up and it was announced that it was opened back up, then people know that they're allowed to go do that. And they wanted to go rush and do that just in case something crazy happens. The virus gets worse. There's a bigger spread. They try and lock things down again, or they try something stupid like they did this time. So as you mentioned before, it's great that you guys are continuously pursuing the lawsuit, even though it's been kind of dropped and they just want to let it go and just try and make it disappear, because that means that if there's a steady flow of traffic, even though it's not jam-packed in there, that people are concerned about it. And that is something that is on people's minds, which means it's important to their life, which means, Mark, that to some individuals, as crazy as that seems under the blanket mentality of the federal government or the state government, whoever likes to do, that the blanket macro managing that they like to do, some individuals actually see this as an essential part of their life.
Oh, are you serious? Really? And here's the interesting part. It is nuts, isn't it? I mean, one of our posters out here, Brian, says there should be a fine if you don't carry a firearm. I wouldn't disagree with that. You make everybody safer when you do. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense of the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone here in the ATL with Mr. Andy Hoosier. You see him on the board behind me. We'll be back right after this, and we're going to have fun because we're going to talk about Stacey Abrams, the delusional moron that thinks she won the election in Georgia. Back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man. The American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style three-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At $1 a face mask, that's $1 per face mask, you can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 58445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order and wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Here we go on the Lead Slinger's microphone for you. The second half of the hour, I love this because it's one of my favorite people on earth, as I tell you every time she's on, Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. You listen to the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone every single day on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and you hear us talk about GunBroker throughout this Monster Cast program. Patricia, welcome to the program. How you doing, all locked down and stuff?
Oh, hi, Mark. I'm doing well.
Our governor here has really started to open the state back up, right? So we're starting to feel that a little bit freer, right?
So here we are.
I
got you,
Shanto.
Right.
You can go ahead and pull that back. Shanto over there working the board. So, you know, get some technological issues here lately because of this whole COVID-19 deal connecting to studios. So let me apologize in advance for that. But like my friend Forrest Gump once said, you know, it happens. Let's go back to Andy Hoosier. Welcome back inside the studios with us, by the way. Andy Hoosier, you there, brother?
I am here, my friend, ready to rock and roll.
Okay, let's rock and roll. I apologize for that, but we've had some connectivity issues between the studios and the ATL in Dallas for the last couple days in a row. It's quite strange. All right.
Well, the virus gets involved in things, you know.
Well, you know, maybe the cables. Is that what they use, cables now? Is it maybe it's infected cables or whatever it is?
But see, no. You've been speaking out against the virus, and they don't like that. So they're just like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Well, you know, Rob Pincus was in New York with us today on the live stream, and we lost his Skype call. Now, he was deep in the bowels of a gun range surrounded by gun range stuff, okay? When we were with him on Skype and his Skype call was lost and it was dropped on that end. So it's everywhere. But all right. So here, and of course, around the ATL, too, we're near a very large one of the larger metropolitan areas in the country. And I know the pressures on the Internet have been intense to the point that they've been warning people about it. So anyway, we do the best we can. We're able to reconnect quickly. So again, for my affiliates, I apologize for that. But here we are. All right. You want to have some fun? I love talking about Stacey Abrams because this woman's just off her rocker, bro. Off her rocker. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Larry Keene, who from National Shooting Sports Foundation, wrote this. Let me quote some of this for you. Just like Seinfeld's George Costanza, failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams probably thinks to herself, I must be liked. Why? Because she's trying awfully hard. As she auditions to join 2020 presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden's ticket as the vice presidential candidate. Millions of gun-owning Americans have reasons for concern and should pay attention as Election Day nears. Now, let me just say this, Andy, in advance. I know Larry Keene has to warn people about her position. Is it a shock to you, Andy Hoosier, to know that Stacey Abrams is anti-gun?
Shocker. It blows my mind. It's like one of those commercials with the purple stuff coming out of our brains.
Okay, so it's kind of like sticking your finger in a socket, right? Oh, my God, I couldn't believe Stacey Abrams is anti-gun. Let me tell you how anti-gun she is. She was a Democrat in the state of Georgia, in the state house, for 10 years. For six of those years, she was the head of the Democrat. She was the Democrat minority leader in the House in the state of Georgia. Okay. And now everybody I know, and I know some legislators personally, they all said she's a very nice person, but she also each year in the state of Georgia, very gun friendly state, Andy, she would submit the most anti-gun bill in probably any state house in the country. This woman hates your right to bear arms. So that would match her up well with Biden, would it not?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, she'd ban everything. She'd ban everything she could. And the reason I say that, listener, viewer, Andy, guest, is because I want you to know that it's not a shock to me. I know where she comes from. Okay? We all know where she comes from. She spends most of her time over at MSDNC bashing Trump and, you know, complaining and moaning and groaning that she won the election, which she lost, by the way, by tens of thousands of votes that even she admitted she couldn't find out there and then failed to concede because for some reason she just, well, if I lost by that many, well, somebody must have taken them from me, so I'm not going to concede. I really, truly won. That's how delusional this woman is. She joined Every Town for Gun Safety's Veep Stakes pageant, the gun control group bankrolled by failed 2020 Democrat presidential contender and billionaire Michael Bloomberg. So, Andy, now we've got two failures teaming up. What does that make for?
Almost, still a failure.
But two failures, what? Just make one, they just add up to one big giant failure?
Yeah, they would. I mean, if they have two failed policies, two failed candidates, somehow they're going to team together and be a winner all of a sudden. I don't understand that one. But if that's the way the Democrats want to operate, thinking that's going to be their success, then all the power to them.
Okay, well, just some quick background, and then I'm going to shock everybody. She introduced gun confiscation legislation deemed some of the strictest gun regulations in the nation. The same Stacey Abrams who ran for Georgia governor in 2018 and lost to Republican Governor Brian Kemp. Abrams cried foul because she lost, because she's entitled to win, because she's Stacey Abrams and she's the first black woman to run in Georgia, so she was entitled to win. And if she didn't win, well, then somebody must have taken it from her, because that's the way entitled people feel. She was entitled to win. That's Democrats feel entitled to everything. And she was felt entitled. So she went ahead and, you know, started screaming foul and lost by, you know, a stadium's worth, outdoor stadium's worth, soccer stadium's worth of voters, by the way. When you think about the number, it's ginormous. But she cried foul, repeated inflammatory accusations, but none of it was true. But that didn't keep her from repeating her false claim that she had actually won the race to be governor of the Peach State. Biden's gun control history is well known. Gun grab, different name, Moms Demand Action founder Shannon Watts spoke one truth during the Twitter town hall that gun control advocates usually avoid. We know firearms didn't cause hate crimes, Watts admitted. Millions of law-abiding firearms owners would agree. Abrams did, too. But added her presence in Washington, D.C. would include a reinstatement of the 1994 assault weapons ban. And I'm going to quote Stacey Abrams now. We need to make certain that we have an assault weapons ban put back in place. It's worked before and it will work again. Of course, the ban didn't work. And the numbers from the DOJ and the FBI are there to prove that. But if you're Stacey Abrams and a Democrat, why bother? Just say it worked, because the press is never going to question you on those numbers. Andy, are you shocked by anything I'm telling you so far?
Not at all.
Okay. She would have forced, Andy, millions of law-abiding Georgia citizens into felony records overnight with her gun confiscation schemes. And here's what where Larry Keene and I separate. He says we need to pay very careful attention to her, and we need to be very concerned. And I'm going to tell you what I think. No, we don't. The best thing that could happen to the Democrat ticket would be putting Stacey Abrams on it with Joe Biden. Andy, that doesn't frighten me one bit. A delusional, can't remember anything Joe Biden with a delusional Stacey Abrams. This would be this. Let's make up a word. Hilarity. Comic. Let's make up a fun word during the break, okay? But how much fun would it be to see that ticket try to run against Trump?
Oh, I would absolutely love it. But there's a few things to take away from this. You're right. I don't know why that's supposed to be a scary thing, but I don't know why she's the face of it. And I know we can get into this after the break, but Stacey Abrams is a great candidate for us to talk about.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to talk about it. So there's the setup for you. We'll have some fun after the break. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but neck down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Okay, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Come back to me, brother.
I'm right here, my friend.
I have the word. We're making up a new word here, and this sums up Stacey Abrams perfectly. And I want to thank those of you inside Facebook on the stream that have commented on this. Andy, John Adine, Dr. Adine said, hilariosity. And I said, oh, I kind of like that, but that's just a start. So we're going to call it hilariosity-ness.
Ooh, I like it.
Hilariosity-ness. You got it?
Say that 10 times fast.
No way. I just tried it slow twice, and it's up. You know, it's crushing me. Hilariosity-ness of Stacey Abrams, because that's what it is. Andy, but she doesn't concern me in the least. And I'm watching some comments, and I also got an email just a few minutes ago that said, imagine her on a debate stage in place of Joe Biden with Donald Trump. Donald Trump would walk over to her, kind of tilt his head to the side and say, you lost by 50,000 votes. Have you forgotten that? And she will, because she literally believes in her mind that she won. So, Andy, you have this rabid anti-gunner. I have no fear of her whatsoever. In fact, I absolutely pray to God that Joe Biden is foolish enough to put her on the ticket. Please, take it away.
Well, let's look at it from a few different angles here. They are looking for the women demographic, which is why he's been considering someone like Kamala Harris or someone like Elizabeth Warren, possibly, probably not, but a few other candidates, maybe Tulsi Gabbard. He's been looking at a female candidate. So Stacey Abrams, of course, popped up. Why the Democrats are so fascinated with Stacey Abrams, I just don't understand. As you mentioned, she lost. She has been at the state level. And then all of a sudden she popped up and she was this big popular person and everybody loved her and they wanted her to run for president even. And I don't get it. It was kind of like Beto O'Rourke. He couldn't win, so therefore they made him into a bigger deal than what he was because they don't have anybody else. Now, she would fit the narrative for what Joe Biden could potentially be looking for. But as you mentioned, she's nice. Everybody says that she's a nice person. But she's the typical radical progressive left-wing Democrat. So she's going to push whatever agenda that is pushed out to her from the DNC, from the elites, from the establishment, from the big Democrats, whatever. She could push that out, and she could support it 110%, and she would have no problem in doing so. That's a big check for them. They love that. She's a female, so therefore that's the big check. They love that because they want to play the race card, or they want to play the woman card, or they want to play whatever the politics of that sort, which drive Republicans and conservatives nuts, but that's what they love to do. So she would fit that. And her being a nice person, people love that. And even though, you remember back in the election with Mitt Romney, Republicans, conservatives more so, were like, you know, he's not a conservative. I don't really like his politics, but he's a really nice guy. Man, he's really nice. Him and his family are like the sweetest people in the entire world. And they tried to justify supporting Mitt Romney in the general election with the fact that, well, you know, yes, he promoted a socialized Medicaid system or a medical system in his state of Massachusetts as governor, but he's a really nice guy. And come to find out, at the end of the general election, we had the lowest Republican turnout in like 20, 30 years. It was ridiculous. So they can play the nice card, they can play the race card, they can play the woman card, they can play the progressive card, they can play everything they want to. She is the epitome of what Democrats are looking for, but at the end of the day, it's not going to turn out votes. People outside of Georgia really don't pay attention to her. They forgot about her when the election was all over, just, you know, the last election when she lost massively, as you mentioned. They don't know her. She's not going to generate any excitement. But to Joe Biden, it's the exact card that he's looking for. So, yes, bring her on. Let her get on the debate stage. Let her debate Mike Pence and see how well that works out for her, because he's going to run circles around her. But she's going to be playing as the nice female that everybody can just kind of connect to. And it's going to be a losing card, as Joe Biden already is a losing card for the Democrats. And I think they begin to realize that and they've accepted that. But she's the nice person that's going to be able to play the demographic card for them.
You know, Andy, this is what I love about you. You know those new words we concoct here?
Yes.
I can put them all in a sentence because that's what you did. You summed it all up. The hilariousness of this shows the ridiculousnessicality of it all. Do you see?
There's a lot of big words, Mark. I don't know if I can keep up here.
It's true, though, because what you did was just summed up exactly why I want her on that ticket and why I'm not afraid of an anti-gun Stacey Abrams at all. And let me make something clear. The only thing I would take issue with you of is, you know, well, I mean, those of us outside, you know, you say people outside of Georgia don't know. Do people inside of Georgia don't know who she is anymore? She lost. Okay. Now, I guess you could say the 500 viewers on MSDNC that tune into those boneheaded shows. And in that one particular show, she was a guest, I guess, when Biden said that and this is what MSDNC does. They took a boneheaded question from someone suffering from a severe case of TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, who said when Donald Trump or if Donald Trump were, you know, prosecuted, because that's what, you know, anybody that doesn't agree with you is a criminal, as far as the progressive left is concerned. If Donald Trump were prosecuted, would you pardon him? And Joe Biden, in all of his stupidness, says no. You know, so Joe Biden wouldn't pardon a former president in the stupidity of the question, and Stacey Abrams was on that panel. This is the discussion they're having over there. I wish he could bring three or four people on the ticket like that, Andy.
Well, it would. It would really just completely dismantle the Democrats. But again, I think that this is the losing ticket that they've chosen because they realize they cannot win, which is why, I mean, if you want to go a little bit further with the virus and everything, too, why they're trying to keep the economy down so far. The only thing Trump had, well, he's got multiple things, but the only thing he really focuses on and hypes on is how well the economy was doing. So if they keep the economy down, then they can actually have a chance. But if they throw in a failed candidate, I mean, how many times has Joe Biden run for president now? Like 3-4 times throughout his career. He's been in the Senate since the 70s. He doesn't have anything new. There's no excitement. The Bernie Sanders progressive young generation absolutely despises him because he's right. an old guard type. So I don't know if Stacey Abrams would bring excitement to them or not. But again, they're trying to compile the best that they have. And the best part is for us is that's the best that they got. So you know what? Let them run with it. Why not?
All right, well, you know, here's the deal with Biden anyway. All right, you can decorate his basement like the Oval Office telling me one, and he's not going to know the difference. So now there's a post from someone on our live stream that said they saw that and were stealing it. Well, guess what? I just took it from you, Derek. How about that? No, I didn't. I threw a little bit in there. Derek, I thought that was great, and I wanted to use that because that's the ridiculousnessicality of this ticket in general, and that shows the hilariousness, of this, the-ness of this. I mean, make up the word, say it a million times, but it's crazy. So I'm not afraid of that ticket. I hope to goodness to see that ticket. I think it would be absolutely wonderful to see it. Now, let's stay on the political aspect of this, because Alan Gottlieb, and we'll probably wind up carrying this into the next segment, Andy, but you're familiar with what happened with Garcia out in California. Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, of which I'm a member of the board of directors proudly, is congratulating Republican Congressman-elect Mike Garcia. Now, if you watch ABC, NBC, so you can CBS, you don't know any of this. You've never heard any of this. They've never talked about it. You have a Republican that flipped a blue seat in California by 19 points, Andy, something like that?
Yeah, it was something pretty drastic.
Yeah, it was a huge number. It was a significant number. But ABC, NBC, and CBS covered none of it. I don't believe CNN did. They may have mentioned it, buried it. I looked for it. I didn't see it. I'm not going to go search them too much. But the CCRKBA and Mr. Gottlieb are congratulating Congressman-elect Mike Garcia. Why? Because he won an election over anti-rights, gun rights Democrat Christy Smith and said the victory should serve as a warning to the gun prohibition lobby that their big buck spending effort to fill Congress with anti-gunners is in trouble. Andy, this is where we're going to go in the next segment, because as you know, this is one I'd love to see run on a ticket somewhere too, and that's Shannon Watts. Shannon Watts is threatening now $8 million to turn Texas blue, millions to turn Georgia blue, millions to turn Arizona blue, and on and on and on. Now, I could submit that there are, you got a couple of those states in there that are close, might be considered purple. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about it with Andy Hoosier and wrap up the hour. Don't go away. You're on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense, gunbroker.com studios with me, Mark Walters, on this Car Arms Mike. We'll be right back.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free, of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Indeed, welcome back. This is, if you're watching me on television or on the stream, this is Defender Coffee, the organic Liberty Roast. We can't get enough of it in the house. I've actually upped the 2 scoops to 3 scoops, and now I put the Ninja coffee maker that I bought at 3 o'clock in the morning because Sofia Vergara sold it to me at 3 o'clock in the morning. She did, Sean. You laugh all you want. She was, it wouldn't, whatever she was selling, I was buying. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, I need that coffee maker. So I bought it, and it's one of the best coffee makers I've ever had. But Sean's over here laughing. Oh, good heavens. I'm going to bring your mic live in just a second because what you were talking about during the break is important. But the defendercoffee.com. Join the coffee club like I do, and get, I think we get 3 bags now, right? I keep saying it's 2 or 3 bags. My wife handles that stuff. Just, it just shows up and there it is. But we give the profits that we choose for the bags that we buy in the coffee club go to the Second Amendment Foundation. So we're supporting the Second Amendment every time we drink a cup of coffee. That's huge to me, and I hope it's huge to you, because a lot of us don't have a lot of money to be throwing around right now. You can drink coffee, which you're doing anyway, and support the Second Amendment Foundation and all the lawsuits. My wife's case today, we actually went and got the permit today because they reopened it, no doubt, because of the Walters v. Kemp case. While not a victory in court, which we will obtain in the near future as we go through the process, unfortunately, we moved it in the right direction. We moved the goalposts and forced them to do something, and that's always fun. The rest of our sponsors, Leadslinger's Whiskey, Pulse TV, The Masks, text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 58445.
I was forced to wear them in the courthouse today. Text armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 58445 and get yours. They're only a buck a piece. Get $49 for, you know, 50 masks. You're good to rock and roll. You can shop anywhere and not have to worry about it. Crossbreed Holsters, MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code AAR. Mike Lindell's a big fan of this show. And obviously you are, because we're having record weeks with those guys. And that's huge, because that's what helps keep this voice and these television and radio programs on the airwaves. We appreciate it. Car Arms, Matt, microphone, please, and gunbroker.com. It's free to join gunbroker.com, and you can, 1.5 million auctions. Trust me, you'll find something over there for fun. Second Amendment Foundation, North American Arms. Sadie Sweat is going to be joining the Sunday Monster Cast, as is Rafael Del Valle from Bursa. As is Glenn Caroline, new employee over at CCRKBA and Second Amendment Foundation, who's going to be working with you as grassroots organizations. We've got a dynamite program lining up for you for Sunday already. And I mentioned, of course, Defender Coffee, also Front Sight. Check out frontsight.com/MARK. Take the free course. Just take it. You can use it whenever you want. Go ahead and sign up for it. Get the free course. Use it whenever you want to go. It's that simple. The video's interesting from Dr. Piazza. I hadn't heard from him in a long time, and I'm glad he's over there. And, of course, as I said, Ledslinger's Whiskey, and I don't want to leave out, of course, Emerson Knives. All right. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, welcome back in. Sorry, man. I had to give my sponsors a shout-out, brother.
No, you know what? I love it. And I love the fact that we can live and promote what we want to just in our daily lives, from whether it's sleeping with the pillow, whether it's drinking coffee, whether it's drinking adult beverages, then no matter what you're doing, you're still supporting the cause, which is fantastic. And as you mentioned, with limited finite amounts of cash, you want to utilize that in the best way possible. So I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, you know, it's cool. It really is. I mean, we've been very blessed here with people who support us in a time when you've got hundreds of CEOs of corporations have signed gun control letters to Congress. I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, I got to throw this laugh in there, a little bit of schadenfreude. I saw something about Dick's Sporting Goods today in some comments. You know, Dick's is getting rid of firearms. Dick's is no longer an essential business. Had Dick's kept their firearms business, Dick's would be open and 40,000 employees would not have been laid off, Andy. So a little bit of schadenfreude there for that bonehead Ed Stack, the CEO over at Dick's Sporting Goods, who cost his shareholders $250 million in revenues because of his political stances. Just incredible. Just incredible. Andy, let's go back to – Did you want to comment on him? Please do.
No, just the cruel irony. It's funny to watch those guys when they make their stances. Look, they don't realize that an anti-gun activist stance is an unpopular stance in the country for even many Democrats. So for Democrats to try and force that so badly, they're so desperate to make that the mainstream thing, where they bring in these kids and do the sob stories, where they have these politicians and try and be the nice, sweet people that just don't like guns. No matter what direction they try to make that happen, it's not a popular position. And every time, we saw it with every candidate in the primary, whenever they made that the focus of their candidacy, they lost miserably and they were gone within a month. That's exactly the direction that Democrats want to go, and that's why they keep failing, and they're just not bright enough to put the two and two together and make that realization.
Imagine wanting to be president and saying, let me go out and find the biggest gubernatorial loser I can to put on the ticket with me. I mean, that's the ridiculous mysticality of it, which makes it the hilarious sausidiousness of it. It's a tough word to say, but say it any way you want. It is what it is. Now, those of you who were on the live stream heard a really funny conversation during the break. As I've often mentioned, and Andy, you know this from your history as a great radio host up at KQAM. KQAM listeners and viewers, by the way, we love you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. You guys are great. I get some of my best fan email from the Wichita area. Andy, during the break, you know this. Sometimes the best radio is the radio that never gets heard because it happens to be during a break. Shanto, can you make your mic live here? I want you to let us know, let listeners and viewers who were not privy to the conversation, the raw feed that we were talking about. But you started by saying you were concerned because Texas is purple, and then the conversation went down the road from there, and we started talking about 40s and bourbon and just fun stuff that guys like to talk about.
Yeah. No, you mentioned Shannon Watts with the whole turn Texas blue. I want to caution all of the Republicans and conservatives out there. They're not too far from doing that. And if we lose Texas, it's done. And I'm telling you, I cannot stress, you know, people talking about Beto O'Rourke, he almost lost or he didn't win or all this. That doesn't matter. I saw Beto O'Rourke signs in my neighborhood, and I live in a very nice neighborhood.
Conservative area.
And you don't buy the type of house in my neighborhood without working hard. So, and nobody's talking about this. Fox News is not talking about this. Talk radio is not talking about this. I sat down with one of our state representatives out of Tyler, which is passed. We talked about this in 2008, and I screamed and yelled, and people thought I was playing. I'm telling you, Texas is a deep purple, and it's not going to get any better.
Well, you're getting some positive comments here. Shanto was right, saw that with Fort Worth. Beto was narrowly defeated in Fort Worth. Tarrant County, which shook the Republicans, that's true. And what got the conversation flowing, because I know how to, Sean and I know how to, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, we know how to tug at each other's strings, right? He knows what gets me and I know what gets him. And what I told him was, well, yeah, that may all be true, except at the end of the game, the W is the win. It doesn't matter whether it's 1 point or whether it's, you know, three or four touchdowns. If it's a blowout, the mercy rule kicks in. The fact of the matter is a win is a win. Now, that got Sean going. I know where he's going. Yeah, but that's different. He's right. He's right. Andy, jump in here if you would. You know, Beto doesn't scare me either. Another loser going on a ticket with another multiple-time loser is not something I fear.
No, I don't fear Beto at all. I mean, he didn't have any support nationally. He had his support down in Texas. And both of you are right. Sean, you're right that it is a purple state. And district by district and region by region is how they do this. So Texas could very easily begin to become a blue state if we're not careful and we don't preserve that and we actually, you know, continue to fight the fight that we have to have, which is what we have to do every day for the activism for us. But nationally, Beto O'Rourke is very unpopular. I mean, as a presidential candidate, he was floating around 1 to 1.5% the entire time. And as soon as he went to that gun show and tried to buddy-buddy up with people, and then the next day say he wanted to, hell yes, ban AR-15s, he completely lost all the 1% of support that he actually had there, too. So nationally, he's a weak candidate. But in Texas, Texas is a purple district, or purple state. We got to be careful to preserve it.
There you go. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Sean doing his job and kicking the music in on us. Thanks, Andy, for being here. You guys enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'll see you on the Monster Show Sunday. Great lineup coming at you already. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Enjoy the rest of your day, your evening, your weekend, and I'll see you on Sunday on the radio.